You're listening to SBS News.
It can be a risky move to enter another person's rural property in the name of animal rights. Animal Liberation Victoria admits trespassing is dangerous work, but insists animal activists are not trying to hurt farmers. Spokeswoman Emma Harkison says activists will continue to inform the public despite the release of a report into farm trespassing.
I'd say the animal rights community as a whole, our goal is still going to be the same. But yeah, the practices are still the same. So our work to end those practices will continue as well.
The inquiry into the effects of animal rights activism on Victorian agriculture investigated unauthorised activity on farms. After months of public hearings in Melbourne and regional Victoria, the report is suggesting implementing on-the-spot fines and a crackdown on illegal activities. But Ms. Hutchinson says campaigners want to expose what she calls cruel agriculture systems which are harmful to animals.
Any attempt to have heavier fines and heavier punishment for people seeking to expose a violent industry, it is really just an attempt to make sure the general public has a lesser understanding of what happens in animal agriculture. We noted too that the report claimed that there's a lot of misinformation in the animal rights community regarding animal welfare practices and legislation in modern farming. We completely disagree with that. There's video evidence for really everything that animal activists speak against.
Victoria's Agriculture Minister Jacqueline Symes supports the proposed fines to tackle biosecurity risks on farms.
Trespass and the like is unacceptable. Our hardworking farmers deserve to go about their job in a peaceful manner and not have the fear of people entering their properties. Further deterrence is necessary. Further messaging is necessary. I think that farmers are champions of animal welfare, and I've seen such clear evidence of that in recent weeks and fires. We've had farmers out there protecting their livestock, and you see in their eyes the care they have for their animals, and I want to promote that.
The inquiry examined the well-publicised case of theft at Gippy Goat Cafe in Victoria's East and found the penalties didn't meet some community expectations. Last December, one activist was fined $250 after she took several animals to highlight what she described as mistreatment.
We're going to liberate some lives here before we have an occupation. Do you want to grab the sheet?
While the inquiry emphasises the distress caused to farmers, it also acknowledges trespassing can put campaigners themselves at risk. One of the animal rights activists in the Gippy Goat Cafe case was named online and received death threats. The lobby group, the Victorian Farmers Federation, had hoped the inquiry would lead to stronger trespass penalties. President David Yohinki, who farms in Western Victoria, says it's a missed opportunity.
This is a trespass issue, and we would have liked to see a little bit more focus on what happens when somebody does trespass. What is property? What is the owner or the right of the person who's legally conducting business, and how can that be protected by strengthening both regulations and rules?
The Liberal Nationals have compiled their own recommendations suggesting extra training for judges to better understand farm trespassing for when cases come to court. Victoria's opposition agriculture spokesman Peter Walsh is also concerned by the recommendation of potentially changing the Surveillance Act to include a public interest exemption.
Public interest tests are subjective, so an animal activist can believe they're doing something in the best interests of whatever, and if a magistrate accepts that argument, they're going to get out of jail free card. I just think that recommendation, as I said, should send a shiver down the spine of all animal-based agriculture in Victoria.
Mr. Walsh says he supports on-the-spot fines if the penalties are severe enough, but he's still worried about illegal trespassing threatening farming families.
I don't think anyone that's listening to this interview would feel comfortable that someone can just sneak in and put video cameras in their house. That's effectively what's been happening here, because a farm is someone's, not only someone's business place, it is also their home.
The state government has 6 months to formally respond to the report. The government says it'll have more to say about the recommendations, but it will always support farmers. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.